السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. My dear respected brothers, sisters, elders in Islam, the blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is helping us, assisting us, He has chosen us to be among those who are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and establishing salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us and our progeny, family members, till the day of Qiyamah, amongst those who will establish salah. My respected brothers, when you go through the stories of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, yesterday we went through Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family and Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. And one thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us through these stories, that we as human beings, we are impatient and we do not know what is going to happen to us in future. So we worry and we go through a lot of anxiety and we are not, you know, peace and calm. We don't know what is happening. It's like, you know, when a child is growing, the child needs certain things. But parents know, okay, these things will be harmful for the child. If I put the child through this training, it's better for this child. So parents, looking at the future of the child, looking at the future of the child, and based on the knowledge that the parents has, parents bring certain discipline to the child. But at that moment, the child feels, this parent is putting me in trouble. Going, you know, giving me difficulties. And that happens because our knowledge, our ilm about ourselves and our future, we do not know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a beautiful example when it comes to Musa alayhi salam and Khadir alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam in Surah Al-Kahf, when Musa alayhi salam came and he said, okay, I want to accompany you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salam, because Musa alayhi salam thought, at that era, he is the most knowledgeable person because he is getting revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, one of my servant Khadir is much more knowledgeable than you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salam for that journey. When he went, he happened to meet Khadir alayhi salam. And then he asked, can I accompany you? Khadir alayhi salam said one thing. لَمْ تَسْتَطِعَ مَعِيَ سَبْرًا. You will never ever be able to be patient with me. One of the main reasons Musa alayhi salam is prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salam knows, you know, certain things. He knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. One of the main reasons Musa alayhi salam is unable to be patient with Khadir alayhi salam, because his knowledge was limited when compared to the knowledge of Khadir alayhi salam. We know all three incidents. What happened? Musa alayhi salam thought, what's wrong with this man? Is damaging the boat. Is damaging it. You know, it's going to be harmful. And when Musa alayhi salam went on, he said, what's wrong with this man? He's actually, you know, he killed a child, a young man. What's wrong with him? And he went on, oh, he went into a village. The people of village didn't welcome them. Didn't even host them. Never, you know, they were not doing anything good towards them. But he went and rectified a wall which is almost going to fall off in that village. He rectified it. At that all that moment, Musa alayhi salam was saying, why are you doing this? Then he said, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكْ قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكْ. Didn't I tell you? You will not be able to be patient with me. Then he said, oh, sorry, I'll be patient. Then finally, Khadir alayhi salam gave him a last chance. This is the last, and finally happened. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned whatever it is. Because Allah gave Khadir alayhi salam the knowledge about it, what is about the future of certain things, that is limited. My dear respected brothers, many a time in our life, we go through certain difficulties, we think, oh, why am I going through this difficulty? We do not know, Allah is preparing us for future. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was going through that, he never knew what is the future. He never knew that every one of us, till the day of Qiyamah, will come on the same day and do zabah of the sheep and, you know, goat and cows and camels. Allahu Akbar. He never knew that. When Allah commanded, you know, to slaughter his son Ismail alayhi salam, he never knew that. He was taking a chance. It could have happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have made it a means of, you know, talhiyah. He never knew, but he was going through that difficulty, placing in trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to leave his family, where? In Baytullah, near Baytullah. He never knew what is the future. He just made dua. He never knew whether they will survive, but he had a trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, what happened when Musa alayhi salam's mother gave birth to Musa alayhi salam, Allah gave her two choices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a choice. You say, if you can, if you don't fear, and ardi'i, you keep the child and you feed, nothing to worry. But certain things in our life, we might respect our brothers and sisters in Islam, sometimes certain things we hold on, it becomes very heavy and difficult and stress on us. Musa alayhi salam's mother was very smart. She took a very smart decision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave both the options. You keep an ardi'ihi fa'idha khifti alayhi fa'alqihi fil yam wala takhafi wala tahzani inna naradduhu ilayki waja'ilhu minas. Allah gave the option. You keep and feed, nothing worry, I will protect. If you fear, you let it go, put in the river. But I will bring back. I'm not going to just bring back. نَرَادُّهُ إِلَيْكِ لَجَاعِلُهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And I will make him amongst the Prophet. Allahu Akbar. So she didn't want to go through the stress keeping the child. She said, okay, Allah has taken responsibility, let me let it go. Placing some time in our life, we need to let certain things go. Let go means we leave it to Allah's responsibility. That happens in our lives, sometime our children. Right? We fear, we go through so much of stress. We need to place the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as long as we are salihun, as long as we are muttaqin, Allah has promised that inshaAllah, Allah will bring back our children. As parents, we have limited, we can only rectify ourselves. We can only rectify. So very, very important lesson that we learn from Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's life is that we need to be patient because we do not know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us in future. We are going through difficulty. I was mentioning one of the hadith, Kitabul Mudarat li Imam Ibn Abi Dunya. Imam Ibn Abi Dunya, he lived in the same period of Imam Al-Bukhari rahimahullah. His books, his manuscript were lost. It was not found. But recently they found, and the Kuwait government, they print his book. Very popular two books, Kitab al-Dua, the book regarding supplication, and Kitab Mudaratun Nas, and book regarding managing and interaction of people. How do you interact and manage people? This all the hadith of sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his, you know, chain of narration from him until Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned in that book. In that one of the hadith comes up is that in day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call, Ayn ahlul fadl? Where are the people of virtue? Where are the people of virtue? There will be a people coming from, they will be right at the back. But then a way will be made for them and they will be walking right through. The angels will ask, where are you going? Said, Allah is calling us. We are ahlul fadl. Angel will ask, Wama fadlukum? What are the virtues you have? What is the virtue you have? Only answer, in dunya, we were oppressed, but we were patient. People wronged us, but we forgave them. Allahu Akbar. And they will enter Jannah without any reckoning before anyone else. Allahu Akbar. So my respected brothers, sometime, some of the youngsters, they have this question, they go through. Because this world, my respected brother, the education system which exists, it only speaks two things. It teaches us, it trains us to speak and to think about our rights. It's about our rights. The education system doesn't teach us about our duty. Brings the attitude that, you know, the whole world owes me, I don't owe anything to the world. That is the attitude comes. Whole world owes me something, but I don't owe anything to the world. Another attitude which built through this system is that It does not speak anything about metaphysical world hereafter, no. In this system, it's everything physical, everything rational, everything has to make sense. My respected brothers, Iman, it will not make rational. There is no rationality in it. Life after death, angels, Qiyamah, Jannah, Jahannam, can you prove rationally, scientifically? They exist. It's only our faith. Our faith. It's very, very important. Our youngsters come in the environment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with month of Ramadan. You can only understand that. Only people can understand if they have Iman. If not, they cannot understand that. To do that, it's not education. Iman is not you memorize Amantu billah wa malaikati. Iman, you learn Iman by being in the gathering with the people who have Iman. You be in this suhbah. We are here, we pray together. That connection, it interacts. We be in the environment of dhikr, that affects us. We be environment of Quran, that affects us. The more you stay away from it, it will not make sense for you. It will never make sense. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي. You be patient with people who is calling Almighty Allah day and night. The morning, time of Fajr, and the time of Ishraq, and in the time of sunset. Those who are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and raising their hands and making dua, you be with them. That's the reason we need this congregational amal. We come together. Salah with jama'ah is greater, 27 times greater because that environment. The more a young man come, a young girl come and connect themselves with Iman, environment of Iman, with people of Iman who speak about Allah, continuously that has to go through, penetrate through their ears. Allah, Allah, that has to penetrate through their ears and it goes and touch. My respected, faith is not with your mind. Faith got to do with your heart. So your heart has to be moish to understand that. You cannot see or you cannot understand with this akal. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma habib ilayna al-Iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina. Oh Allah, make Iman beloved to us and beautify that Iman to our heart. Allahu Akbar. Iman, anything which is connected with Iman, it has to be beautified. My respected brothers, another something very, very important. Last few days, something disturbing is going on. Some of the brothers sending me these videos. And sometime we need to leave certain things to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hand. You know, there has been always evil forces. They try to ridicule Muslims. They try to ridicule and dishonor sacred places. But Allah has always taken care of those people in the history. Whoever have done that, Allah never spare them. If anyone did it honestly, honestly means he has been misled. He really thought this ideology is threat to the community and humanity. And he was involved in and he was going against it honestly. And Allah have guided those people. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was very against Islam. But Allah guided Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. And Allah made him someone who fought for Islam. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu fought against Islam in battle of Uhud. Many shuhadas, Hamza radiallahu anhu and everyone, the cause of the death was, you know, the attack and the strategy of Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu. But he actually opposed it honestly. He thought, yes, this, he was misled. He didn't have any animosity, but this happened. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, earlier, He was leading the Quraysh. He was against Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided Abu Sufyan as well. So my respected brothers, sometimes they go on, they try to come up with things so that we agitate. We need to be very smart. We need to use the law which is exists in this world, you know, strategically and express our hurt. Express our hurt in a very beautiful way. But we have to be very, very careful about it. We have to be very careful how we express. We have to be very careful how are we going to say. So my respected brothers, we see around the world people come up. You know, people come up and they come up with a different word. Recently it's going on, person is saying Muslims are cancer of this world. Cancer of this world. Allahu Akbar. We believe in one Allah and we love all humanity and all creation of Allah. Allah has given us this faith to love and spread peace and love, nothing else. If anyone in the name of Islam spreading hatred, there's something wrong with it. We need to spread love, peace, afsus salam, at'imut ta'am. This is our teaching. Spread peace and salam and feed people. Feed people. Don't spread animosity for political reason, financial reason. No. Mainly, and they go on and saying that Baytullah, the haram of Allah, it belongs to whatever God they are worshipping. And Zamzam belongs to the people, whatever God they are in believing in. My respected brothers, there is only one God. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is only one creator. Whoever we call, whoever we call, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking. Ya ayyuhan nas, duriba masalun fassami'u lah. Inna alladhina tad'una min dunillah lan yakhluqu dhubaban wa law ijtama'u lah. O people, ya ayyuhan nas, Allah is giving example. Duriba masalun fastami'u lah. Allah is putting forward an example. Give a hearing for it. Fastami'u lah. Inna alladhina tad'una min dunillah, whatever you call other than Allah, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. They cannot even create a mosquito. Even all those gods get together, they cannot even create a mosquito. لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. And goes on. وَإِنْ يَسْلُبُهُمُ الذِّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُهُ مِنْ ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. If that fly or if that mosquito comes and takes something from it, it will never take it. It will never be able to take it back. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that example because whenever people go to worship anything other than Allah, they used to put flour or food in respect, right? That is a respect and that is a belief. They first sacrifice and food is being kept there. Flies comes, goes. It takes small particle of food. But that statue cannot take that thing back. This is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. This is the dua of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there is hidayah, if they are honest, Allah should guide them. If Allah has not written hidayah for them, He should take care of it, my dear brothers. He should take care of it. So we need to ask ourselves, my respected brothers, when it comes to the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this earth, sometimes we are very much impatient because we do not know what is happening in future. We need to be very patient in our personal life, as a community, as well as ummah in large. As ummah in large, we need to see that. They are whatever aqwal, whatever happens, that Allah will take care of us. Only thing Allah is expecting in return, we need to have belief, faith in Allah and respond. Basic. I'll tell you three things basically. You have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be steadfast in five times salah and stay away from all the haram. That's it. That's basic. That is simple. We don't need to complicate everything. Right? Have faith in Allah, He will take care of us, inshallah. Number two, be steadfast in your five times salah. No excuse. No excuse. Don't give any excuse. You stick to that, He will take care of the rest. Number three, stay away from haram. Because when we disobey, we are harming ourselves. When we do any sin, we are harming ourselves. We are not harming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the basic principle. So my respected brother, days are rolling on. Today is Sunday. Last night, mashallah, it was the 25th night. We had a wonderful session here in this masjid. Our second tarawih, mashallah, our huffaz did the khatam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Allah put barakah in their life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this, did the barakah of that khatam, this entire community, inshallah. Every letter it was read there, inshallah, Allah should multiply and bless this community and ummah in large, inshallah. And our first Taraweeh will continue, inshallah, till 27th night. The Khatam is there. Again, we'll try as much as possible be part of it. Sisters, brothers, everyone. And cooperate, because you know, being part of it, just you come and just being part of it, that barakah is self-sufficient. Forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when Allah sends His mercy, He gives in wholesale. Right? Everyone. Everyone. When mercy comes down, everyone gets it. When punishment comes down, everyone gets it. And then in day of Qiyamah, Allah will separate the good ones from the bad ones. So it's very, very important in this world, when the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. And we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously. This Ramadan is departing from us. It should depart in the condition Ramadan, and Allah is pleased with us, and in the condition of acceptance, inshallah. All of us, our entire, all the brothers who are sisters who are listening, we have been part of this management, part of the masjid, part of everything. We need to try and see that may Allah accept all our effort, every single penny that we are given, and we have been part of it, helping. Allah should accept, because we are in need of acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.